The Guardian.
This podcast is sponsored by audible.co.uk, the number one online destination for digital audiobooks.
The Guardian Poetry Podcast.
My name's Jo Shapcott, and I'm going to read one of my favourite poems, which is by the American poet Emily Dickinson. It's not named, but it's got a number, 465. I heard a fly buzz when I died. The stillness in the room was like the stillness in the air between the heaves of storm. The eyes around had wrung them dry, and breaths were gathering firm for that last onset when the king be witnessed in the room. I willed my keepsakes, signed away what portion of me be assignable. And then it was there interposed a fly, with blue, uncertain, stumbling buzz between the light and me. And then the windows failed, and then I could not see to see. I don't think I've ever read such a bold poem. Also, it directs the attention to the importance of the tiny thing. You know, she describes death in the room, and you feel the presence of death. And yet this tiny thing, a fly, interposes itself between what she calls the light and me. And it's as if that now becomes the important thing. The small, tiny thing. I also like the way it all takes place in a room. You get a really strong feeling of the place where it is, even to the degree where she says, the stillness in the room was like the stillness in the air between the heaves of storm. And I love that word heaves, because you think of things being heavy and heaving around. But for me, it also echoes eaves. And it's as if storm has eaves, it's got a roof. And so even a storm is a room. It's like rooms within rooms. There's a poem in my latest book which I think owes everything to this poem. I didn't know it while I was writing it, fortunately, or it would have stopped me in my tracks. It's a poem called The Deaths. And in my poem, I mention a bee buzz of an afternoon. And it now occurs to me, I probably was thinking about her poem somewhere deep down, because my poem takes on the idea of what death might look like and who it might be as well. But then I've also got a buzzy insect taking part. I think it's really audacious, because she's proposing a kind of continued sensibility during and after the moment of death. It's as if she is a voice in that kind of spirit or ghost figure that hovers above the body in the room, looking down on it. So you get the perspective of the person dying from inside and outside, because it's first person.
Visit audible.co.uk/guardian audio to choose from a selection of over 60,000 titles. With Audible, you can make more time for books by downloading and listening wherever you are and whatever you're doing.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.